Hey, I'm Josh.
And I'm Alexia.
And we'd like to introduce you to
Bytown's Haunted History.
We're going to be exploring local haunting spots around Ottawa, Ontario, and talking to experts who know the most about the ghosts that supposedly reside within.
We want to know what makes these hotspots so particularly paranormal, their history, and who might be the specter that lurks among the living.
Ottawa is a strange mixing pot of many things. Art and culture, crafts and food,
and ghosts. But it also has an enriching history of strange occurrences, mysterious deaths, and other unsolved mysteries.
Now, we're no strangers to the supernatural. Both of us have our own history and interests when it comes to the grim and macabre, but neither of us have personally had the time or opportunity to explore this realm of dark secrets up close and personal.
So to dip our toe into the water, we thought it'd be a great idea to talk to those who have had a longer history of experience and hear their stories about their own personal close encounters.
Over our exploration, we are hoping to hit some locations such as the Bytown Museum, the Chateau Laurier, the Ottawa Little Theater, and the Ottawa Jailhouse, and potentially more as they get recommended.
A rich history exists here to be explored. We want to experience it for ourselves and bring as much of it to you as we can. So Josh, what do you want to get most out of this experience?
Personally, I am just looking forward to hearing the stories of the others. I really like stories, and I mean, sure, that's a pretty vague statement as it is, but I want to hear other people's stories and experiences because that's what I find interesting, and I'm certain other people are going to want to hear it too. A lot of this stuff you can only really get firsthand because of it, like with the Ottawa Haunted Walks, you have to be there. It's not like they have it pre-recorded and, you know, for people to see online. So this is going to be a nice, fun way to share these experiences and stories with people on a wider audience.
Yeah, I want to see a ghost.
I mean, I'd like to see a ghost too. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, that would be great. But yeah. I mean, I'm not going to keep my hopes up. That's not my personal.
I'm 100% expecting to see a ghost. As much as I want to see a ghost for myself, I am very interested to see what these other people have to say. And some people who have had more experience, I want to see what they say and what their theories are on ghosts, because I do know that there are a lot of different ideas and lore behind ghosts, and I want to see what they think they really are, if they're just apparitions or if they're almost like caught in time, for lack of a better term.
It's interesting because like different people have different sort of theories on how to sort of get ghosts to ghosts, spirits, specters, however you want to look at it, to appear or communicate in some facet. There's probably so many different theories because, you know, let's face it, I don't think everyone's going to respond to the same kind of influence, whether you're a spirit or a human. So, like, that's why some people who have their stories of their particular haunting spots, that their ghost is friendlier and will just kind of, like, be around. It's not really trying to hurt anybody or cause any problems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, for that theoretical possibility, you might not even have to do anything to get like a spirit like that to show themselves or try to communicate, because they're kind of just vibing, theoretically.
Yeah.
What do you think would probably be, I don't want to say the best way to like get a ghost to appear, but like what do you think about like all of that necessarily?
Firstly, I think you have to go into it with an open mindset. You can't be denying it, because then at that point you're just going to like blame it on anything else. Like, oh, it's like electronic wires buzzing or the house settling, but there's a lot more that can't always be explained. I think to get a ghost, you have to have that open energy. I think you should have open sources of energy to allow it to feed off that, if that is how they do it, because we really don't know. Get them open sources of energy, feed off that, welcome them in, make them feel safe and at home. Don't like come at them, because you're essentially trespassing on their territory, so we don't know how they're going to feel about that.
No, that's fair, and like that's kind of been my sort of perspective on it too, because I feel like there's a lot of people when they go ghost hunting, they're bringing and it's not necessarily an intentional negative energy, but there's like a fear. There's a theoretical negative energy because it's not always intentional. Like, there might be, I mean, in a lot of cases, there is going to be a fear. It's intangible. It's almost uncontrollable to a point. So if there is a way to approach a situation where you're entering a space where there might be some kind of ghost or spirit, you do want to be able to bring that sort of positive energy.
So, Josh, do you believe in ghosts?
To an extent, yes. I think there's a lot of content that people publish online that is more obviously not actually a ghost, or just isn't, whether it's that they're faking it or it's something else entirely and it's just not actually a ghost. There's so much content to sift through to really know for sure. That's not to say, I would like to believe that there is some of that content that is genuine, because I've watched a lot of it myself, and in a lot of cases, I can't explain what it is that is being shown or that they are seeing short of editing the video. And it depends on person to person. There's some good times where it's like, I don't think this individual did it. Mm-hmm. I don't think they tried to fake it.
Yeah.
And then there's a bit of trust in that, but what about you?
Yes. I believe in ghosts. I definitely think ghosts are real. It's just one of those things. I also am very gullible and I believe a lot of things. So I think that there's definitely like some in between here and the afterlife or whatever you would like to believe. But yeah, I definitely think that some other forces are at work here. You know, there is a lot of stuff that isn't real probably when it comes to ghost hunting. But I definitely think that we're not alone. Let's just leave it at that.
No, and I agree. Like, there's too much strangeness in our world to really just explain away everything.
Yeah.
And, like, on that note, like, I believe in aliens.
Of course.
The universe is too massive and incomprehensibly gigantic for there not to be something else out there.
There's no way we're alone.
And you gotta think about it, too. Like, if you try to think back to just in history in general, a lot of, like, folklore and stories come from these kinds of experiences, ghosts, creatures, monsters, what have you. And some of that might just be bedtime stories to keep kids in bed, but a lot of it has to come from somewhere. It's got to come from somewhere. It's different for us nowadays because inventing stories and with movies, books, what have you, and coming up with fiction is so easy. Easily publishable and distributable to the wider world.
Yeah.
But back then, while this is not to say that people in history didn't have imaginations, but it would have been more difficult necessarily to really fabricate an idea. Like, it comes from somewhere. Somebody saw something, whether it was a mistake of the light or their eyes had fooled them. Somebody saw something.
Wrong place, wrong time. They saw something they weren't supposed to.
So who's, like, there's just too many variables.
Oh, yeah. There's way too much we don't know about it to say that this stuff isn't real.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of just been my approach to a lot of stuff in general. It's like, I don't know. I don't think anyone else can. Maybe the Pentagon. But.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no. I don't want to say there's no way to know, because we want to believe. So the intent, ideally, would be that there's gotta be a way to know for sure for yes.
Yeah.
Where our argument is there's no way to know for sure for no.
Exactly.
So if any of this sounds like it interests you, if you're a fan of the paranormal, a skeptic of the supernatural, if you want to know more or just hear these stories, then stay tuned, stick around. We've got some interesting things in store that we think you're gonna be excited for.
Yes, we do. And if you like ghosts, you're going to want to tune in for the next episode because we're going to interview a real-life ghost.
I'm not afraid of no ghost.